Anyway, when you're in Harbor Park, if you're at the public landing, what you're going to be looking at are mega yachts. And you can see from this picture alone, there are probably five or six. And then those other fingers that are running out, this way, are also going to be available to accommodate mega yachts. So it's going to be like a little Riviera, if you will, right here. And that's going to be what people are going to be looking at. And I don't think that's right. You know, I know when I go down to the waterfront, I see old people driving up and sitting here or getting out of their vehicles. I see people walking along the boardwalk. You know, that's where people go to enjoy our harbor. And they enjoy the view. And the view is very, very beautiful, looking out toward the Rockland Breakwater, which is ours to be enjoyed. Now, the one other thing that I wanted to make as a point, it wasn't that long ago, I guess it was on August 12th, that this council, and I think it made everybody in the city proud, when you adopted a resolution which was calculated toward setting goals for becoming energy independent in this town. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, and reading from the resolution, you're stating things, crafting city policy to reduce greenhouse gases and improve energy independence, reducing energy consumption, eliminating reliance on fossil fuels. All of these things are laudable, and, you know, I think it's great. And you know, I think Rockland in some ways is a leader, you know, with what we're doing with our waste disposal and also with this. Well, these mega yachts are precisely at the other end of the spectrum of this stated policy thing. Here's your, and I did this for the benefit of the public, okay? I know that you folks are on the council are really better acquainted with this than I am. But here is the resolution. And I drew one example of one yacht, okay? And it's Lady Sarah. She was built in 2012 at a cost of $36 million. She's 187 feet long. She's 35 feet wide. And she has a fuel capacity of 23,000 gallons. And I've been told that with these mega yachts, they really measure the fuel in tons more than in gallonage. I mean, it's just, some of them, it's beyond belief. But at a cruising speed of 14 knots, which is sort of, you know, that's a reasonable speed, this vessel burns 75 gallons per hour. At a cruising speed of 21 knots, and you see them going through the bay, and they're moving along. I track them on AIS, and they, which is a way of seeing what the vessel is doing, 118 gallons of fuel per hour. And most of these boats have guests ranging from 6 to 12. You know, so this is a very exclusive use, and if you want to talk about carbon footprint, it is unbelievable.
You need to try to find a place to summarize.
Pardon me?
Try to find a place to summarize
for okay.
us, please.
Yes. So anyway, that's pretty much the conclusion of my presentation. So in summary, I'm just requesting that the council consider my remarks, that when it does come before you on the issue of the channel, that I'm hoping that you will include the 20-foot buffer, which was originally included in the proposal by Councilman Glazer, put it back in. And also, maybe I'm being a little bit too hopeful here, but I'm also hoping that the council, even though you have no direct say in the yachting solutions proposal, that perhaps a resolution be adopted indicating that that part of it, which is really the exclusive part of it, is not something which is consistent with the best interests of the city. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you.